on July 6, 2011. Now, I was reading an article the other day on Inc. magazine. Inc. magazine, it was about startups. Everything on their magazine is about startups. And this girl said that ideas need to have sex with each other. Very catchy. Ideas need to have sex with each other. It's no fun being on your own. They have to roll around and moan and groan and have lots of partners, and sometimes multiple partners, so a really good idea is conceived. And that's what happened with Twitter. This guy, Noah Glass, had a startup company called Odeo. I think the idea, I read an article, a good one, by a guy named Nick Carlson in Business Insider. It's great. You should read that. Anyway, I think he had something like Cinch. You call in a phone number, and it turns your message into an MP3 that's hosted on the internet. And he had one big investor. He had a lot of investors, but he had one big one named Evan Williams. He's a guy. He's a co-founder of Blogger. He sold it to Google, and he needed to do something else, so he invested in this company, Odeo, and he became the CEO because he was the major shareholder, and he was very interested in the company, and eventually it became a podcasting company. But then they started discovering that people don't listen to podcasts like this one. They're not very popular. So the company was, geez, it sounds to me like they were about to go south when one of the staff, a web designer named Jack Dorsey, keep track of the names, Jack Dorsey, you got Ev Williams, the boss, Noah, and you got Jack Dorsey. He came up with an idea for a service that handled status updates, right? Status updates. Anyway, this guy Noah thought it was great. So he, Noah, Jack, and a programmer named Florian Weber, three guys, they turned that idea Twitter. And man, there was a lot of love going on between their ideas. They were having sex all the time. But then Ev Williams, he told the other investors that Odeo is going nowhere and that he's going to be a nice guy and buy back all their shares, which he did. He told them about Twitter, but he said, hey, man, I don't know where this is going to go. So everybody sold him back their shares. What's the next thing he did? He fired Noah. He fired Noah, the guy who created Twitter. And the rest is history. Twitter became very, very popular. And when Biz Stone, the buddy of Ev Williams, went on Howard Stern, he said that he and Jack Dorsey built the prototype. Noah Glass, not mentioned. No mention of Noah Glass. And does that story sound familiar? Did you see The Social Network? Isn't that what happened on Facebook, too? You see, that's the problem with free love. At first, it's lots of fun, and you think that no matter what happens, your idea belongs to you. She's always going to be yours. But before you know it, someone has stolen your idea away. It's just like the Tennessee Waltz. You know that song? Now, there's a girl named Amber Ray. I read about her in the same article on Inc., and I know she would disagree with me. She is the creator of something called the passion experiment. Yeah. And she says people need to create good karma by sharing information. Here's a quote from her. Here's what she says. She says, I'm just going to put it out there because I know it's going to come back to me. Yeah, right. Just like Zuckerberg paid those two brothers before they took him to court, he wouldn't have given them a dime. The world is not pretty, honey. And before you know it, you might be screwing somebody, and not in a very nice way. So, Jerry, can you tell us what show is this?
The Recruiting Animal Show!
Wow, that was some shout, Jerry. I couldn't hear you.
hear the guests. You can't hear anybody yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, I can hear it. I can hear it.
Okay. Is Dupps there? Oh, hold on. I've got this new setup here. I didn't open up anybody. Yeah, they screwed me up on Blog Talk Radio. Oy vey. Dupps, are you there? Dupps, wake up. Are you there? My gosh.
It's Dupes.
Oh, I don't care. It looks like Dupps to me. If it's Dupes, it should be D-U-P-E-S. D-U-P-S is Dupps. Jerry, isn't that Dupps?
You can call me. Can call me Larry. It's all good.
Okay, Dupps. Larry, are you there? Yes, you're there. Okay,
I
great.
Am.
Now I got to tell you. I got to tell you, Larry. Now, everybody's telling me this is my big break, that I've got you on my show. I don't know why, but that's what they're saying. It's your lucky break that you're, in my opinion. You don't impress me. I got a question for you. Who have you stabbed in the back lately? That's what I want to know. You're the boss in a little startup. When's it coming? When's the axe going to hit?
Oh, man, there's no such thing. No, not going to happen. Not while I'm around, anyway. I hope
yeah,
not.
Yeah, you're a nice guy. You're a nice guy. Okay, well,
see. Probably going to fall in the bathroom
and
fall off my
first
stuff.
Of all, I want to acknowledge somebody. You're my good buddy, Darren R. McClure. He got you on this show. Then there's R. Levine. Levine. L-A-V-I-G-N-E 42. I mean, like, I don't care if Avril Levine has the same name and she's his cousin. That's a hard name to figure out. And then Lori Desautel, who was also voted you. Dupps, they said, get Dupps on the show. Empire Avenue's great. And this guy calls me 5 minutes before the show and says he's going to be on a cell phone. Everybody knows landline, no cell phone. Headset, no headset. If I can't hear
you. Wait, are we in the 19th century then? Because, you know, I hear this whole landline thing is going away.
No show. Figure it out. Okay.
Hey, Animal. You really need to get rid of your no cell phone rule. I mean, cell phones, a lot of people are starting to use them now. A lot of guys.
Yeah, you know what?
I've heard more than three people.
Yeah.
Somebody should call Blog Talk Radio and tell them that, because it's not me. I don't care if the guy's using a tin can as long as I can hear him, but I can't. Now, look, step aside for a second, Dupps. Just step aside, okay? Because you told me this morning you didn't even know if you were going to show up. Put on somebody for breaking news. Maureen Sherub, the Tiger Mom of Telephone Sourcing, you know, told me that there's this girl I have to talk to, the Sourcing Chick. So, Sourcing Chick, are you there?
Trying to meet up around 5 or 5:30.
Sourcing Chick. Hey, Dave
Minister,
get
talking.
Off the phone. Somebody's talking on the phone doing business.
That was not Dave Minister. That's nonsense.
Okay.
I think it was Dupps, man. Dupps put you on speakerphone.
Is the Sourcer Chick there, Maureen? Did you make sure she would show?
No, I didn't make sure. I didn't know.
Oh,
that
look, that's great. She didn't even show up. Thanks, Maureen. Thank you, Maureen.
Okay, you're welcome.
What idiot is on the phone talking to somebody else in the background while he's listening to the show? Listen, idiot. Dupps, are you there?
Not me. I'm on mute. I was on mute.
Okay.
What's going on?
Yeah, okay. Are you there now? Okay, look, I want you to
I am here now.
I watched your this guy, Rob Levine, R. Levine 42, what a dumb name for Twitter, but he's a nice guy, and he had a long interview with you. Don't talk over me. He had a long interview with you that I watched online. It was pretty boring because, like, it was you talking to a bunch of Trekkies. That's not this show. Don't do the same thing here, okay? So I want you to promise me I will not be boring, Animal. Go ahead. Say it.
Animal, I will not bore you.
Okay, and I'll get rid of you if you are. Next, first question, you a communist. You told Rob Levine that Empire Avenue is based on Marxism. Yes or no, is that true?
It is not based on Marxism. It is based on a passage in Marx. Das Kapital.
Oh, Jerry, what does that say to you? Is that double talk?
I need to hear more. I need to hear more before I jump to a conclusion.
Elaborate a bit. No.
If you think about it, buying shares in people's brands, that's as far from communism as you can get. It's about owning shares in people and participating in the things that people do. It's actually a very capitalistic idea if you think about it.
In defense of dupes here, animals, we've not used a lot of Marxist talk in economics because we haven't done it. So it's just because it's framed like that doesn't mean it's Marxist in the sense you're talking about.
Hey, come on. I watched a video, Jim Durbin, and this guy said he was having a conversation about Das Kapital when he got the idea. Now, maybe he's saying he's the ultra-capitalist and he's commoditizing people. I think that's what his point is. But I wasn't clear. I mean, I just wasn't clear. I had to get that straight. Now,
you know what? Everyone has great ideas. Everyone has great ideas. There's no, there's nothing, you know, no dogma or anything like that. It's what it is, and Marx was a great thinker. He wrote lots of fantastic stuff on economics, and there's some amazing things that he wrote that still apply today.
Welcome, everybody. Jerry, what do you say now? Cat's out of the bag. Okay.
I'll quote Marx here. Capital is dead labor, which, vampire-like, lives only by sucking living labor, and lives
okay,
the more. The more labor it sucks.
Okay,
yeah, I'm
wow.
sorry I got you involved. Okay, now I want to tell you first, Dubs. Hey,
what?
Whoever's talking, we can't hear you. Just be quiet for a sec. I have to do an ad. AllCountyJobs.com. AllCountyJobs.com is a paid sponsor of the Recruiting Animals Show. Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you all about them. Well, you know those do-gooders are always telling you that's grown within 100 miles of where you live for some stupid reason? Well,
yep.
There's also a go local movement in job boards that makes a lot more sense. And a leading example, a leading exponent of the go local job board company is AllCountyJobs.com. They've got county-by-county job boards all along the eastern seaboard of the United States. In Connecticut alone, there's FairfieldCountyJobs.com, HartfordCountyJobs.com, NewHavenCountyJobs.com, NewLondonCountyJobs.com. They got a lot of job boards. The company is called AllCountyJobs.com. And Dubs, I want you to say it with me. AllCountyJobs.com. Let me hear it.
AllCountyJobs.com.
Great. Thanks. That paid for the show. Ad cost him $2, by the way. Did someone else say something? Was that Lori who wanted to say something? Some girl started saying something.
I don't know. Does my phone work here?
Yes.
You can hear me now?
First the girl. And if you want to talk, say your name so I don't have to guess and I can refer to you. Lori,
this would
you
be
Darren
R. McClure, the one, the only, the man, as Art Pappas would say.
This
Welcome.
Is actually
okay.
Hit Girl. It's Hit
okay.
Girl.
Okay. Rayanne, the Hit Girl, do you want to say something? Wait till
I finish, and
you can move ahead.
Shut up. I was just making the suggestion that perhaps Jerry was watching too much True Blood if he's referring to vampires.
Okay,
no, I don't watch True
Darren
Blood.
Darren R. McClure. Darren, you want to say something before we get going? The guy's on the show already. Got to go. Darren.
Yes,
you want
sir.
To say
I just
something?
Want to say hello and hi to all of my fans.
What?
Okay, great. That's done. Okay, so let's do a little bit of an intro. Dops, are you there?
I am.
You know, don't put yourself on mute every time you're finished talking, because, I got to talk to you.
I'm
okay?
not on mute.
Now,
nope. I'm good.
Okay.
Why do you keep telling this guy how to use technology? The dude clearly knows what's happening.
Why don't you buzz off
okay?
and leave me run the show, and you run your own show, okay? Just leave me alone for a minute. Now, we want to find out what Empire Avenue is. It's a social net. This is where I see it. It's a social network like Facebook, only the topic is social media, and you can invest play money in the other members. Is that right, based on their social media brand's success or lack of? Is that a good description, Dubs?
Yeah, that's actually a fairly good description. The way we say it is, you know, you grow your social capital. You invest your social capital in, say, the brand of Recruiting Animal.
I say it a lot better than you, so let me say it, okay? These guys come on with their marketing talk. It doesn't mean anything, okay? And your buddy, I think it was some member of your team, said the investment game is just a vehicle for people to meet each other and connect. It's just like going to a bar and having a drink there instead of drinking at home. Am I right about you? Really, it doesn't make any difference about – you make this money. There's these play money called EVEs, like Empire Avenue dollars. It really doesn't matter how much money you make, does it?
Let me explain Empire Avenue really is. Let me have a little word in here, edgewise. Empire Avenue is a gaming layer on top of the social space, okay? Int all. What does a gaming layer suggest? That's it. Suggests something you can follow, a score, okay? What does that mean? We're following stuff like this and having a game. Games beget teams. Whose team are you on? We're on the animal team. We're calling into the animal show!
And really, games are...
Where am I?
Yeah, I feel like I'm in kindergarten again. What the hell?
You know what?
Games are really important because, honestly, we spend most of our lives playing games. We really do. I can see games all over the world. Recruiting itself is a game in a lot of ways. So all we've done is basically said, hey, you know what? There's all the stuff you do socially. Let's put a little bit of a game layer, as Darren said, and then get you to interact with it. Yes, one set of people absolutely use the game to connect with others. One set of people absolutely play it as a game. These are all valid ways of looking at human life. There's nothing wrong with any particular view of how the person sees what they want to do in life. And I think it's wrong to say, hey, everything is this.
Quiet, I'll give you $300 for it.
Quiet! Let me talk, everybody. Let me talk. I'm in charge, okay? It's my show.
Thank God.
Let's just go. When you go, now, Dubs, let's just introduce people. You know, they can't see it in front of them necessarily, Empire. There's a main, you go in there, there's a main tab. It lists your bio, right? And your recent activities on Empire Avenue, right? Yes?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, then there's a portfolio. There's a portfolio tab, and they can, you know, they can look at your value and the number of shareholders and how many times you've been recommended. Is that right?
There's a profile
yes
that
no?
lists all that kind of stuff. Not quite.
There's a main. Okay, well, what does it list on the profile?
On the profile page, you get to see a bunch of different things about, who you've been recommended by, your streams coming in from different sources, all your social media scores. Your portfolio is what you have, the people you have invested in.
Oh, okay, okay. Then you've got a stats tab, stats, and you get, what's on the stats tab?
You get a bunch of advisors who look at different parts of your social media. So you can, there's a Twitter one that tells you about mentions and retweets. There's, you know, so on and so forth.
Okay, and there's a connections tab. What's that?
Connections are where you actually put your social media connections. You connect to Twitter, you connect your whatever, YouTube, Flickr.
Okay, we're almost done. I just want to give people... Shut up! Okay, and there's an About tab that lists your interests and your biography and your blogs
you
that you belong to, right? Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's also a Communities tab, which is kind of cool.
Yep, go ahead.
If you haven't explored that.
No,
so
okay,
communities,
so,
you join a community, you become part of a team, as Darren mentioned. Discuss what you want.
Okay. Okay.
Can you join a community and then do nothing but disparage it like I like to do?
You know, hey, we it's up to you to choose how you use your community or
it's
how
kind
you
of
treat
my
your
thing.
Community.
Kind
they
of
might
thing.
Treat you differently back.
Well, I go through communities like water, so I need to – I'm looking for more. So it sounds like a new hunting grounds for me.
Darren R. McClure. Darren R.
Yes,
McClure,
sir.
Now I'm calling on you, okay?
Yes,
you
sir.
Wanted this guy to come on the show and be a guest. You want to tell me why?
Yeah, because you were bagging on him. So I'm like, hey, wait a minute. I look at things differently than most people. I see Google as a marketing company. I see Twitter as a search engine. I see Empire Avenue as an engagement engine. I've had people come from San Francisco to come have a beer with me and Dupes, okay? In the real world, this is driving engagement. What's better than that?
Yeah.
Somebody had a beer because
okay,
Empire
is
Avenue.
Bill Borman here?
I'm
trying
to
more than
one. Actually, more than
is,
one, is Bill Borman here? Is Bill Borman here? Bill Borman said he recruits on Empire Avenue. I'm waiting for him to pipe up. Are you here?
So
like
animal,
you said you
animal,
were gonna... go ahead.
This is Dupes. Let me explain one way of looking at Empire Avenue. Imagine walking down the street, and you go up to a complete stranger, and you say, hey, how you doing? I heard you wrote this. What are you going to say to that person? You're going to say, who the hell are you? And not even interact with that person.
Yeah.
So now you can go up and
now,
say, hey, I'd like $10 worth of you?
Well, you know what? It's easy. You look
or
at, you
15
look at your
minutes, whichever's the least.
You know what?
Jerry,
it's actually fine because
you
invest in virtual
you.
Currency.
Yeah, I know. You know, Jerry, I guess my phone's not working because I can't hear anything.
Okay, you want me to take over? You want me to take over?
No, everybody's talking over each other, and this dupes on his great cell phone is garbled, right? Okay?
No, you actually, Hannibal, you're the garbled one.
You're the garbled guy.
But yeah, you have the garble.
It is you, Animal.
Yeah, you're echoing.
Hang up and call back in on another line.
call from your landline, Animal.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
It's actually everybody. It's just worse for him.
Yeah. Then, you know what's happening? It's maybe because one person is on a cell phone. This What's With Diane called in once, and she ruined the whole show. I know she's listening now. She's, I know her area code is 310 as well. Because when a cell phone causes echo, that's the
Animal.
Problem.
Animal.
That's why I always say landline.
It's somebody who's watching, listening
okay,
to
it
you.
Okay, it wasn't me. I went on mute, so it wasn't me.
Everybody hold on. Animal, it is you. The line that you've called in on is gone bad on it.
No, it's not me. But anyway, let's go on. What are we talking about? I don't know what we're doing here. Anybody can talk.
Animal? Animal, somebody needs to turn off the computer sound.
Yes.
Okay.
When I listen to Dr. Laura, sometimes the caller will also have the radio on.
Right.
Okay.
That causes a problem.
Dukes.
I learned that from her.
Dukes, I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to try to solve the problem. Are you still there, Dukes?
Now I'm on mute. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now you said you keep changing the game, and people get mad at you. So I have to ask you, a real leader is someone who doesn't mind offending people, their public. Is that right?
I'm sorry. Say that again. I couldn't hear you.
Okay. Let me turn off all these people. I'm just turning everybody off. So I don't have to hear their stupid echoes. Okay.
You're not able to cut me off, Bill. Our contract says.
I hope I don't. Okay, Duke.
You've cut me off, Bill.
Okay, Bill. Finally, you're there, and you're not cut off, Bill. Dupes. Listen to me. Just answer once, will you? He's not answering me.
Animal. Somebody has you on speakerphone. That's the person that's messing you up. Because what happens is when you say something, the speaker picks it up and it sends it back through the line.
Yeah, it's whoever is talking in the background as well.
What area is
it? Sound like a bunch of truck drivers out there. Roger, 10-4?
Roger.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, except it's very echoey, like you're in an echo chamber. But anyway,
okay,
I'm here. Ask the question.
Dukes, what's your area code?
I'm on 514. I'm in 514.
514. I'm going to cut off everybody else but you, okay? So we can talk. Oh, Bill Borman, are you still there?
I'm still with you, Animal.
What's your
Animal,
area code?
You sound like a truck driver.
I'm
country
four. Yeah, I can hear you.
Back to back.
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm going to cut off. Bill Borman, what's your area code? I have to cut off.
I'm country code 44. I've got
country.
I'm calling from England.
Okay.
This is a critical, pivotal show here.
It's garbage now. It's garbage now.
I know,
okay,
Dukes, man.
Are you still there? Dukes, can
it's
you hear me?
Gone.
He's off.
This is a... God.
Hey,
it's fixed. Hey, everybody's
you know what,
back.
Jerry? Here's what I was going to ask him. Hey, but I got that echo off, didn't I?
Yeah, now who was that?
I don't know. I have to kill off everybody to get it off. I was going to say, this Dupes guy, I maybe can listen to me, he was saying on the Rob Levine video that he keeps changing the game and that people get mad at him. So that said to me, well, he must be a real leader because a real leader is willing to upset the public in order to do something new. So the last question I asked him is, are you a real leader? Do you believe that yourself? And he didn't answer me, right? So what can I say? You know, and he also said he told Rob Levine that he works 18 hours a day because he loves the community. And I said to myself, is it because he loves the community or just because he wants to make a lot of money? And I think it's the latter, you know, right? And I noticed they have a you know, physical fitness does not seem to be a priority for him. I wanted to ask him why.
If you want, I'll pretend like I'm him and hypothesize what his answers would be.
Okay, well, sure. I'll get back to him, but I'll ask you, Jerry. I'll say,
okay.
Dupes, you said this thing is going to be successful, not because of us, he's talking to the fans, but because of you. Now, to me, that's nonsense. If Empire Avenue is successful because of me, how come he's going to make the money? Can you tell me that?
I'm not interested in making any money. I am here for the community.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's like the free love thing, right? Now, I'm going to try to get him back on, Jer, so he can maybe talk to us. Okay, let's see.
He had his radio on also.
Okay, there's the hit girl. Okay.
Yes.
And let's see. Here's 441. I think that's Bill. Is that Bill Borman?
Yeah, that's me.
That's the problem.
Your line stinks. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, Bill.
I'll go away. I'll dial back in again, Animal.
No, Bill, just stay there. Bill, let me ask your question now. You said that you've recruited on Empire Avenue. Is that true?
Yeah, we use two games for recruiting with the recruiting team I'm working with. One is Empire Avenue, not for the game. Forget the game bit. You can buy stock in anyone and send them a message, and you get about a 98% open rate on the messages you send, and you can put any attachment in it. The other game that we've used successfully in a Facebook advertising campaign was Farmville.
Okay, but here's the thing. With Empire Avenue, who are you going to recruit there? The members? Where are they? The members? Are
no,
there
no,
any
no, no.
There
you, in Empire Avenue, the point with Empire Avenue is you can buy shares in anybody. They don't have to be an Empire Avenue player. And when they get the shout out or the email message that says so-and-so has just invested in you and left you a shout out, and you get the message underneath, and you can put in an attachment, so you can attach anything you want to that. At the moment, it won't be forever, but at the moment, because of the novelty value, the messages again are opened and they're getting replied to. The other thing you can do is you can advertise in exactly the same way as you do on Facebook, targeted advertising against profiles, and it doesn't cost you any money.
There you go.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, yeah, because what you're using is the virtual currency, the made-up currency called ETH, right? So
okay, but
you could do exactly the same.
Don't you have to play to get
targeted,
that currency?
Yeah, you can use targeted ads working in exactly the same way as Facebook against anyone who is within Empire Avenue. And
how much time a day would you have to put into this thing?
About 20 minutes, Jerry.
Just
20 minutes.
Point.
I'm saying, forget the game. Forget that. You said something to me once, Jerry, which I think applies to any of these community platforms.
Hey,
you
wait a minute. Before you quote me,
tell me if I'm wrong. You once said that you could hire somebody by standing on the side of the road and holding up a sign.
Oh, sure.
That sounds like people
would drive by, right? Any community platform where people go is exactly the same principle. If there's enough people going there. Mm-hmm. And you can reach them with a message. Some of them are going to reply and be interested. And Empire Avenue is
a really
easy place to do that.
With Jerry Albright, though, because Jerry becomes quickly addicted to any online venue that he participates in.
Nope,
yeah.
I checked out Empire Avenue, dismissed it. I'll probably never be back.
Okay.
So
I checked out Brand Style, thought it was stupid, I'll never be back.
Recruiting Animal here, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you can put an ad on Empire Avenue, but is there anybody on Empire Avenue who's actually worth advertising to? We're losing.
There's a massive number of people you can reach. There's all kinds of people who have profiles.
Can you search the profiles pretty deeply?
You can search the profile. You can search the profiles any way you want, and the profile information is normally same as it is in other places. Some of their professional information.
I've never really liked the capabilities to search Twitter profiles. There's just not enough information there.
There's not. But if you want to search a profile, there's other places you can search. To find the information, and if the place you can connect with them is Empire Avenue, do it in Empire Avenue. If it's Facebook, if it's Farmville, if it's any of these avenues. That's what we use a social CV for, because that tells you the social places where people are. What I do know is, if we use Facebook as an example, of the 500 million people on Facebook, 300 million people are playing games.
Okay, so now we got...
Essentially, the gaming platforms are places where every kind of candidate is hanging out. And if you can combine...
They're not working, Bill. Anybody who's playing games all day is not working.
There's lots of people working who are playing games.
The dupes guy is back. Maybe he wants something Bill has said. Okay?
No, I think Bill gets it right in a lot of ways. And you can use these games to further whatever it is that you're looking for. If you say that people who play games aren't working,
you
got to
cut Bill off again, Animal, because you're losing the show again.
It's not Bill. It's not Bill.
Who is it?
It's Dukes on his stinking phone. Okay. It's Dukes. Go ahead, Dukes. I can't kick you off. You're the guest.
The king of the Empire Avenue doesn't have a phone that doesn't ruin your show. That reminds me of that guy from Smart Recruiters, man. Remember that dude?
Yeah.
I got a second. Are you sure it's me? Because I was
What's with these kingpins spending $3 on their phone?
Dukes, we're going to test it. I'm going to cut you off again.
That's how they
see what happens.
Rich.
Okay, Jerry.
So.
They don't spend any money.
I'm still here.
Okay, maybe it's not Dukes. Dukes, maybe it's not you. I'll cut off Bill.
It's our friend from the UK, unfortunately.
Okay.
I want to hear more about Farmville.
Dukes, go ahead. Dukes.
Hey.
Dukes.
Hello.
Talk.
So Bill's right on a lot of things. I mean, you can use these games for whatever way that you want to use them for. They're tools, just like anything else. And I completely disagree with the idea that if someone's playing games, they're not working. You don't have to be playing a game during work. You can be doing it in the evening. Just because you're playing a game doesn't make you worth less or worthwhile or anything like that.
I think the mindset of somebody playing Farmville and Mafia Wars is just not who I'm looking for. But then again, I recruit pretty high-end people.
This isn't Farmville or Mafia Wars. Someone playing Call of Duty isn't exactly the same as someone who plays World of Warcraft. And again, I can look at anything that you do and see it as a game. I can see anything that you do and say it as a game. If you want, I can describe your life as a game.
Sometimes when I'm mowing my lawn, I'll make a game out of it.
You take away the game aspect. Can I say one thing? It's Kathy. If you take away the game aspect and take that whole word out of it, because I don't play it as a game, to me, it's simply a net. No, I don't. I use it as networking.
No, I said, of course not.
Although I do like the game.
The game layer is how you connect.
Right.
The game layer is what gives you the ability to connect.
As a game. But to me, it's looking at fresh talent and getting your name out there and connecting with them as you would in any social media. So I'm not using it as a game.
But, you know, the thing about it is that that game layer allows you to make that introduction, and that's really important. And that's the thing that we didn't realize we had built, but actually was what people were using it for. That introduction to somebody is powerful. It creates that, why is this person investing in me? Why do they think I'm important? Who are they? And you go to their profile.
Exactly.
You can see where they're active in. And then you invest back. It really is that. If you want to play it so that you get as much wealth as possible, yeah, you can do that. Entirely up to you.
My Dups, the thing sounds pretty cool. My disdain for these things is recruiters making it seem that every one of these new tools is the next fantastic place to be a recruiter. I think some of these tools are just for people to connect in some different way. And it's not the greatest thing to recruiting each time something new comes out. You didn't make this as a recruiting tool, did you?
No, we didn't. But here's one of the weird things about Empire Avenue, and one of the things that we didn't realize for a long time, is that it's not about connecting you to your friends. So it's really about making those connections that are in between Twitter and Facebook. You know, the ones that is useful for recruiting. Because you're not always, I mean, you can recruit your friends, but isn't it great to find new people, new places to get your message out to someone?
Yeah,
I don't even know how to play it, to be honest with you. I don't know. Like, I think I have a whole bank full of something. I don't know what I'm supposed to spend it on. However, I'm just connecting with people that I need. Now, again, it may not end up being my tool of choice, but it is giving me another avenue in which to search for people that are different.
And can you elaborate on
that? And actually, one other thing I'll say about that, you say you don't know how to play it, and I think that's the way we designed it. In a lot of ways, it's very simplistic. It's not a real stock market. In fact, it doesn't even work like a stock market.
But I don't even know how to do the stock market, you'll fail. So I'm really
Exactly. It's not a stock market. It's more like a supermarket. It's where you're like looking through an aisle of people and go, oh, you know what? That person is kind of interesting. You know, that's
really
what this
is. Can you buy yourself on there?
No.
And what's with the 200? What's with the 200 share limit?
I'm gonna start taking control again. Look, okay.
Please do.
The 200 share limit. The 200 share limit is there.
Oh God, he won't let me. I wanted
to
know why.
Do I have to get Abby? You know what? I got to control this. This show's going downhill. Okay.
It is not. It's pretty interesting.
I'm dancing over here. Talk without anybody else talking for a change.
But here's the important thing here, and this is what's been missed.
Yes.
Obama, the Democrats.
This is Rush.
Well, what's somebody?
Why do we have a radio on
now?
Right now?
I don't know. I just got to get rid of all these people. Is
Did you say Jerry's crazy?
Yes.
That had nothing to do with me.
Yeah, nothing.
Okay, yeah. Okay, Rayanne, stop talking while I'm talking, okay?
Yeah, Rayanne, you're trying to disrail this thing.
Oh, my God.
Derail, disrail, whatever you call it.
Okay, Dupes.
Yes.
Why do you wait when I say Dupes? There's a lack. That's
Can I ask a question?
No, shut up. Now, listen, Dupes. You're not talking about anything special then. Yours is just like any other social network where you go and scan through the people and see who might be interesting. Is that really what you're telling us?
No, because it's more difficult to create a connection. It is much more difficult to create a connection in any other network because there's lots of different reasons why each network is different. There's a context to which you use each network. If Empire Avenue, you come in with the expectation that you're going to go invest in people and it's going to be anyone.
Okay, what? So here's the thing. I think we've got the kernel. The interesting people come aboard, and the investment angle, you know, it's like dropping a handkerchief to get a guy to come over and talk to you. This is the thing. This is
I've never
vehicle.
Done that before, Animal.
Yeah, right.
This is the vehicle. This is the vehicle that makes it easy for people to connect. They've got something to talk about, these stocks. It gives them some way to relate to each other, whereas other networks don't necessarily do so. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Is that
that is exactly
here?
Right. And there's one other aspect, is the fact that every single human being on this planet has value, even you.
Oh, that's nonsense, okay? And I've got to tell you some of your other that I asked Jerry before. I don't like it when people say it's all our success is all due to you, and you make the money and you don't pay me. I hate that. Why don't you just say I created something good? I'm hoping to make a pile of money from it. That's way more honest, isn't it?
To be honest, if the Empire is
going
to be successful, it is going to be because of you. Yes, we'll make some money, but you will hopefully make something out of it, too.
Boy, you're so full of double talk, just like everybody else.
No,
come on.
No. Think about it for a second. Empire Avenue is only ever going to be successful if the users are on there and actually want it to be successful.
How much are you going to pay me if it's successful? You're not going to pay me a nickel. You're going to take all the money then, my money.
LinkedIn.com.
Well, I hear that LinkedIn is trying to settle with Maureen, though.
Make something real out of it.
Close this?
Okay. Now, Dupes, you also said you work 18 hours a day, and you didn't say it's because of the money. It's because you love the community. What about the money? How much do you want to make out of this?
When we first started it, and what we wanted was to be able to make a decent salary and make it a fun place to work. Whether this is huge and successful, yeah, of course, everyone wants to make something huge and successful.
Okay,
I mean,
so
that's
you're
the whole
not
point
doing it because you love the community. You also love it, but you're doing it because you want to make a lot of money.
Hey.
Isn't that true? Isn't that honest?
Of course.
Of
it's
course.
True about any job that you do. Why,
hey,
Doug, why
how
you
many
go
people work there? How many people work on the team?
Five core full-time people.
Okay.
And then
we
have other people
who
are around us to support.
You know, social media is supposed to be authentic. That's why I hate this blabber about community. And money is always just nowhere. Hey, please, stop that, will you? Stop
please.
It. I can't stand it.
But, you know what?
I'm
going to have to. No, I
some
disagree
respect
with that.
For this
I
show.
Wake up in the No, animal. I disagree with that. I wake up in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And I want to work at it because our users are there using this. That's because they enjoy it. That makes me
okay.
want to continue to work on it.
Okay. You know what? I have to – this is just driving me crazy, the noise on this show. I'm really going to have to change the format. Okay. But anyway, so, yeah, we got that. I had some other questions for you. Let me just see, though. I said Lori Desatel also has good reasons why it's good for recruiters. Lori, are you still with us?
I am
Lori,
with you.
Yeah. Can you speak a little louder so we can hear
sure,
you clearly?
Sure.
And tell us what you want to say. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Okay, so all of us on recruiting, we're on LinkedIn,
I'm
right?
I just got to ask you a question. Just for, you know, you're a big fan of
the
show.
Okay, Animal, okay,
what
listen.
Kind of
there is also another part that the board
members
did not elaborate
on. Listen to me.
Hold on.
Can she hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Lori?
Yes.
Lori.
Yes, that's why she was just trying to talk louder.
Yeah, so she's on a regular fan of the show. Is she on a crappy phone? I just can't. Are you what phone are you on, Lori? Just answer me.
What kind of phone? I'm on my home phone.
She sounds great.
She sounds fine.
Okay, go ahead.
Gosh.
No, one thing that Bill did not elaborate on is that you can join an index whenever you join Empire Avenue. So as recruiters, I'm going to join an index that human resources and recruiting, but if you recruit in accounting or you recruit in any industry, that's a way to find names and to find people. And like Bill was saying, you know, you buy shares, someone's going to look at who you are. And something else that Bill didn't mention is that there's a chat feature, which I believe, please correct me if I'm wrong, public chat was just introduced again today where folks from around the world can chat like old AOL days. And
good.
That in itself, people meet worldwide. We talk about what we do. We talk about, you know, it's networking. You know, as recruiters, we have to network. There's also...
How much worldwide networking do you need to help your client in Cleveland hire somebody?
Okay, Jerry, I'm telling you, I'm not saying you have to worldwide network. What I'm saying is all the social networks that are on top, like your Facebook, your Twitter, your LinkedIn, they're all right there. I'm not going to mention the word cloud. I'll say it, but you'll make fun of me. But that is
no,
your
I love cloud.
Cloud. Someone goes to your profile, they can click, boom, Facebook, add you as a friend, boom, click your LinkedIn profile, boom, click your Twitter stream, find out what you're talking about, what you're posting.
Oh,
if you have YouTube, if you have Flickr.
I really don't want that, though.
Hey,
well,
Jerry,
if you don't want it,
in
that's
California?
Fine, but it does work, and there's another avenue. Not every social media tool is for the recruiting industry, but this is a phenomenal way to use multiple tools at once.
Lori, has this been a game changer for your desk personally?
Actually,
yes or no?
Yes, sir.
All right. Keep it up then. Love it.
Doops, you have something?
Yes.
Doops, has anybody started any industry-based communities like accounting or Oracle database programmers or something like that?
Yes.
People have, but what we're also going to do very soon is that the indexes are going to get tied to communities. So immediately... for example, if Lori joins the accounting index, then it's actually going to be tied to the community. You can go chat in that community. You can post into the community. So there'll be crossover there. So it's not just about a leaderboard, which is what the indexes really are right now, but it's going to be part of community itself, so you can actually do that kind of networking.
Hey, Dups, I give it about 6 months before you have to ban all the recruiters for spamming and blasting links and tweets and constant update. Great client in Cincinnati seeks IDMS DBA. You're going to have to shut all that stuff off.
But like Bill was saying, you have to use Eve to purchase an advertisement. So that's not cheap. You would have to sit there and play the game all day. And I think that's what eliminates all the spam.
No, I'm not talking about the advertisements. I'm talking about when you're chatting and the different stuff, you're going to have just look at the LinkedIn. Look at your LinkedIn stream and all that stuff.
And
is
that
manager saying
that? There are chat rooms that will not allow that. And there are people in there that will not allow people to just promote themselves day in and day out because we don't want
okay,
them.
I got a real question from What's With Diane. Give us a specific example of how Empire Avenue has helped a business. Because Lori and Bill are promoting it, so's Darren, but they haven't given any one example of one person recruited or anything like that. Now, it might be early, Dupes. I'm not trying to put you down. I like you. You're a nice guy.
Very nice guy.
Everybody wants to know. They're all asking on Twitter, show us an example. You know, show me the money. If you're talking that it's great, show me how it's great. You know, what's come out of it? Now, I saw in the video that Rob Levine interviewed you. He said, look at all these great lights that I have to film you. I wouldn't have this if it was Empire Avenue. He gave a good example. He met someone here in Toronto who had lighting. So we're talking about a recruiting or a business that has profited by Empire Avenue this early in its development. Does anybody have a concrete example for What's With Diane and Lil Brenda wants to know and Jen Beatty wants to know?
I do. Go ahead.
Well, who's the man who said I do first? Say your name.
Durbin.
I can't read your mind. Durbin, go ahead. Give an example.
So there are a number of places in Dallas. There's a large it's an IBM clone, and there's also a huge company that's out there. It's similar to EDS, but it's not EDS.
Name it. What's its name?
I don't want to throw the name out there. It's a clone.
Animal, why are you letting them get away with this? Some ambiguous company somewhere in Texas.
It's not an ambiguous. Look, you guys know me. I don't make stuff up. Please, Jerry. I've had three meetings based on people I've met from Empire Avenue.
Oh, my.
Where I bought shares in them, went and looked them up on LinkedIn, and reverse engineered the same way I would with a job order, figured out who they were, and then sent notes to them outside of Empire, but I connected to them on Empire, which is how I found them, because obviously they were involved in social, and I set meetings with them based on the information I saw from the visual dashboard. Three meetings, manager, director, executives, inside Dallas with large companies. I haven't made money off of them yet, but I'm trying. That's a closing issue. But I've actually set three meetings off of information I gained because Empire Avenue showed me that they appeared in Dallas. Now, I could have done that
okay.
on LinkedIn as well.
Okay,
Empire,
the girl.
Yeah, I could have done
Lori?
That any number of ways. Doesn't sound like a game changer,
okay,
but at least you're getting
okay,
something out
okay,
of it.
Okay.
Hey!
Okay, the girl had it.
Bill
example.
Borman needs
who's
back
the,
on the show.
The girl?
An important
I want
animal.
The girl to talk. I want the
My name's
to
Lori.
Talk. Lori, I didn't know. You didn't say it's Lori. I have an example. I didn't recognize you. I can hear you, okay? So go ahead,
yes.
Lori, give us an example.
Sure. You know, like Dupes was saying, the indexes are, if you're at the top of the index, you know, people
you know what?
I look
What's
around.
With Diane?
What?
What's With Diane wants a specific concrete
okay, okay, I'm
example.
Trying. Okay, let me get it to the point. Basically,
get right to it. Yeah, this all show's almost over.
Okay, Animal. Okay, I connected with another recruiter who wanted my help, who was paying hourly to name generate and find candidates for his clients.
Okay, thank you, Lori.
I can give you even a more specific example if you want, because I did hear through Twitter that at least one person did get a job through Empire Avenue.
Okay,
someone recruited them to work on a social media
job. How many members? Oh, social media, yeah. That's who you'd expect to find there. All the social
exactly.
media,
small,
not engineers.
But you said this is early days for us. This is early days for us. You
okay.
you can't see how
now,
it's going to be
sell
in 5 years.
Sell this thing. Get a reasonable offer.
Bill Borman.
Take it.
Yep.
Bill Borman.
Yeah, I'm here. Are you let me back on again, Animal?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want some solid examples. I can give you two. One from a job seeker who sent his resume out with four links through shout-outs against targeted people in Empire Avenue, got three interviews and got himself a job. And another is a recruiter who was hiring admittedly in digital media space, who managed to attract seven particular candidates that he hadn't been able to connect with by sending out the messages in shout-outs and taking out targeted ads. So, it, like any of the social platforms, it can work if you work out how you're going to use it for recruiting.
I need a bridge engineer. Can you get me that from Empire Avenue?
You need a what?
I need a professional engineer bridge designer, like the Golden Gate Bridge.
Well, just go and have a look at your, the best thing to do is go and have a look at your candidates and look at what games they play. You might be surprised.
And now, how would I find out? I'm curious, really. How would I, in any discipline, how would you do that?
Help Gabby. If you know, if you've got any names of people, if you've got any names of people you want to target, just if they have any social platform anywhere, and there's quite an easy search to do that if you use a tool called the Social CV. If you message me later, I can do the search for you. That will tell you.
Animal, are they a paid sponsor of your show? I know Bill Borman's plugging
in. No, they're not at all. They don't sponsor me for anything. It's just a really cool way of finding out who's where in social places.
Sorry to ask you about that, Bill. I just felt,
No, that's cool. You felt necessary. I'm just looking for sponsorship from Verbal Summary at the minute.
There you go.
Which I believe is a very good audio CV tool, which works excellently in Empire Avenue. Anywhere where you can send attachments. So if you find someone and they're not responding to you in LinkedIn or any of the other places, what I can tell you at the moment, and this will change, is if you buy shares in them, and they don't have to be an Empire Avenue player for you to buy shares, the message with an attachment is getting the 98% open rate. So if you want to
How is that different than just sending somebody an email?
You can send them, but what I'm saying is if it's not working, if someone's replying to email, fine, no need to do anything. You don't need to tweet anyone or try any of those channels, but there are people who are very difficult to reach, and sometimes you're going to reach them.
Yeah, they're all over social media,
Facebook,
and you can find them that way.
Sometimes it's Twitter, sometimes it's somewhere else. Huh. But you can, make it work.
I have to talk, okay? Now, remember, we had a guy named Shane Mack when he was working at GIST, and he's no longer there. But GIST also does the same thing. Dupes can address this as well. Doesn't GIST also show you all the platforms that the different people are on?
It does. It's just unfortunately it doesn't work because it kills your email system. But, you know, as a platform, yes. As a tool that works, no.
Okay, Dave Manister, do you have something to say? You complained on notice that I blocked everybody. Sorry, you know. I just have to tell you all, my show is in crisis. I cannot control the callers. There's all kinds of sounds all the time. I'm going crazy here. Dave Manister, do you have something to say?
I got something to say. You cut off every single person except for Bill, who's causing the echo.
You know what? He's the only one who had experience with the tool. What can I do? I mean, I had to let him talk. And now he's back on. You can hear the echo again. It's still not half as bad as it was before.
No, it's bad. We're cut it off.
Bad.
It's bad.
We're leaving if
you
don't.
Bad. Off.
Okay, Bill, you're going to get cut off again, okay?
Sorry, Bill.
But give me 7 minutes, and that's it.
Okay, Dave Manister, do you have a business comment? Dave Manister, business comment?
That was my only comment. I'm just listening.
Thanks for that wonderful contribution.
He usually saves his good stuff for the real show in a little bit.
You know, there's an after show, everybody. If everybody talked all over everybody so much that we couldn't hear anything on this show, and you want to behave yourselves and talk normally, go to Jerry's show and share it there. Does anybody else want to share something important in the last few minutes of the show, including you, Dupes? Maybe you've got something to share.
No, you know what? Thanks very much for having me on, and, you know, it's eye-opening to me to hear.
I didn't say you're going yet, okay? It's not over. Hey, are you Canadian?
I am Canadian.
Well, where'd you get that accent?
I grew up in
Papua New Guinea and Hong Kong.
Okay, and how long have you been a Canadian?
I have been a Canadian citizen for 10 years exactly to this week, and been in Canada for 19 years.
Time to lose the accent, okay? I don't like those hoity-toity British-style accents. I don't find them flattering, okay?
But you just let one trample your show for the last 45 minutes.
No, no, he's got a low-class accent, okay? This guy's got a classy accent. He went to a private school or something. I don't like that. I just wanted to let him know. Nobody else likes it either. He might
I actually went to a semi-public school in Hong Kong, but sure.
Jealous.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Jealous.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a business comment about how to help recruiters to use your site, Empire Avenue?
You know what? Yeah, go onto the site and do a search. Find the people. Look at where they're connected to, and then invest in them. Make those connections. Look at the community. See where people are talking. Maybe in the subject. You know what? People, you don't necessarily realize the kind of person that's going to be there.
That is nonsense advice. It means nothing. It's so unconcrete. It's so general. It's just babble. That's what I'm against on this show. That's why I have this show. That's my mission. No babble. People like you. Okay?
Hey, Dubs, do you have any, like, bonus money for Empire Avenue, share money that you could give the callers in today? Because starting off with just $200.
No, unfortunately,
we didn't
set that up. We, normally we could do that, but we didn't actually set that up for this one. So,
you know, Jerry,
I'm used to being big time, only going to just rate the show. $200 isn't big enough for me to get
me. Jerry, you interrupted me, okay? I'm tired of that. You got your own show coming up. You can talk as much as you want. I was telling Dupes or Dupes or whatever his name is, I was telling him something, and you interrupted me. I've had enough of that.
Because
okay?
you're
going to
be cutting
them
off, dude,
me.
And I had a legitimate question.
Oh, you want bonus? You know what? None of these guests who come here, none of them advertise on my show. None of them give us anything. They all do it somewhere else. We're low on the ladder. You know why? Because we're honest here. We don't let people just blab about, oh, go take a look at it. It's great. We want to know exactly how. What's with Diane? She was the leader of a mob on Twitter today saying, give us something practical. We don't need no mumbo jumbo. Okay? That's what this show is about.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to go now.
Right audience for them
you know what? Let me give you a concrete example. If you search for my
MySQL,
I'm you know what? I'm a database guy. You want a concrete example? I'll give you a concrete example. You know what? I'm a database guy. I work for MySQL, which is the open source database used by Google and Facebook and so on. If you type in the words MySQL into the search, you will get a list of people. That list of people is not just by share price, but it's actually by relevance. And if you look at those top, I think, 10 people, they include one of my former directors. They include
some
of the world's best in MySQL.
That's a lousy answer. I saw the video. What the guy did, he invited all his old pals in from his future business thing. So they happen to be there, and he's got some of the top designers from his field in the world in the show. That's true. But they're not there naturally. They're not there organically. They're a fix. They're in there because they're his friends. Right?
No, I'm telling you about the feature. I'm telling you about the feature and exactly how to use it.
Okay, go ahead. Last thing. Go ahead.
I'm telling you that if you were looking for a MySQL person, like a database analyst or whatever the case may be,
I'm looking for an SQL DBA in Lansing right now. SQL DBA Lansing. Two of them. One contract and one
full.
Okay, you know,
I don't know about
it.
And I will buy. What?
Jerry, he was trying to tell you how to do it.
I just heard it. Go on the site and search. Revolutionary.
Okay, well, we're going to the after show now. Dupes, I loved having you here. Thank you!
Wow. Just wow. That was the worst show I've ever sat through.
The worst show was that dude at Smart Recruiters and the whole zero unemployment guy and all that stuff. That was the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Too.
What?
Penelope Trunk was bad too, you got to admit.
I was on vacation that day. I was on
a
killing spree. I missed it. Yeah, it was one of the best ever. She was doing
the
laundry or something?
When she just, like,
yeah, no, dishes. She was doing the dishes.
Man. missed it.
Does anybody know if this guy is an actual recruiter or if he's just a gamer?
No, he's not a recruiter.
He
dubs, you mean?
A recruiter.
Yeah.
No,
well,
but
What's with all the gamer hate?
Millions and millions of people. It's bigger than Hollywood.
Okay.
What is?
Gaming.
Oh, yeah, it might be, sure.
So is NASCAR.
There's more money that goes into gaming than to buying movie tickets.
There's a lot of stuff that's huge, though. I mean, getting plastered at a bar after work is huge. I mean, millions are doing it, but that's not where I'm recruiting.
You were kind of insinuating that
your
employees were not gamers. And I bet you that a lot of them are.
Yeah. Yeah, gaming is cool, just not my thing. But you
know, but there's job orders out there, Jerry.
You know what gaming
is good
for? People DBAs living in Lansing, Michigan.
Yes, that is that's a valid point.
You ought to jump on Call of Duty and say, any sequel DBAs out here?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Build World of Warcraft.
Let them shoot you a few times.
See, now, if I were into gaming, those would be the ones that I'd do.
Yeah, you
all out,
they're all
just,
about killing.
Just bloodshed. Yeah, loud, over a nice
my
surround
advice,
sound stereo. With one of those chairs that you just lay on the floor and it vibrates.
My advice is you pick up a copy of Battlefield. Can you still hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, checking.
With kids in the house, I better keep that stuff out of
here. Empire Avenue, I think the best thing for recruiters to do is to use it to connect their LinkedIn numbers and then connect with the people that buy them with LinkedIn. If at the end of the day you're trying to build your numbers and build your connections with LinkedIn, it helps your search to find people. And that's where all you recruiters are looking lately, so...
LinkedIn,
a tool to get
Twitter.
There.
I mean, it helps you manage your social media presence if that's important to you. If it's not, then fit from there.
Say you have
but
a whole group
Gary,
of people that are tasked with being on the social media places all across the internet. How do you follow that? How do you share that back to the CEO grade people in your establishment? You know, it gives you a nice graphical interface. You could point out top gainers, top losers. You know, where their numbers are the best. You can say, okay, this person has a one score at LinkedIn. Everybody go and friend them up, okay? It is cloud on steroids.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey,
are you still doing scores?
Yes. Lay them on
me. Can I give mine? I got to get going over here.
Yeah, sure, man.
All right. I give Animal a 30.
Uh-huh.
I think he kind of lost control on this one, and particularly the whole Echo thing was I almost hung up multiple times. And I give the guest an incomplete because the guy couldn't get a word in edgewise, and when he did, everyone kind of jumped down his throat. I can't even.
Well, here's what we're doing. Now, you need to give a score based on entertainment value, and did you learn anything? Educational value.
I learned nothing. I was not entertained, but it wasn't the guest's fault. It was the The show was messed up this time.
Okay, gotcha. Hey, what are you going to do, man?
I'll go next. I did.
Wait a minute. Manister said he had to go do something.
I thought he gave a score.
Yeah, he gave a score, but he says he's going somewhere, and I was interested in what he's going to do.
Okay, sorry.
Jerry, you're going to like this. I'm in the middle of writing another LinkedIn monster branch out article.
Nice.
I know you're a big fan of the whole genre.
Yeah, if you want to quote me on it, you can just pick any of my it sucks or it's lame or whatever. I won't dispute
right
the quote. All right, man. Have a good afternoon, Dave.
All right. Enjoy, everybody.
Okay, Rayanne.
I think it was not entertaining at all. I thought it was horrible. So I'm going to give it a 10 for entertainment. We are doing 1 to 100, right?
Yep.
10 for entertainment and 10 for educational.
I learned nothing.
Bored to tears. I thought it was a horrific show. mostly because it,
radio
it didn't feel like he cared at all about engaging us. I felt like he talked to us. Did he have a ringer in there with him, too, that was talking to us like we were kindergartners? I was horrified from the moment the show started.
You know,
so.
The thing is, I think it's just a good example of how people just rush onto these tools, swear you got to be there, you better do it, you better hurry, got to get on it. He'll sell it for, $63 million in 5 months.
I think that, you know, people
sheer stupidity.
Go on to these gaming things to disappear from the world, not be bombarded by recruiters or advertisers. And, yes,
yeah.
I know Lady Gaga has her own place on Farmville now, and that's how she's engaging. But I really think that there will be a backlash eventually, much like is occurring on Facebook. A lot of people are, you know, getting angry about all the advertising and the I have friends that have groups that send me messages every day, and I'm ready to unlike their groups, right? Because they're bothering me in a place where I like to hang out and relax. And I think that there's going to be a backlash from the gamers on this.
We all know that you and Tom like hanging out on Facebook.
Well, Tom and I fell in love on Facebook, so.
Oh, we yes. Didn't we all?
Yes, we did.
No, my wife and I fell in love on StumbleUpon.
There you go, see?
Huh.
5 years ago.
I'm old-fashioned. It happened over email for me.
Oh, I like that.
I'm still looking.
Keep looking, Kathy. So, you know,
okay,
I
thanks.
Crazy,
thanks for your
crazy,
scores,
Rayanne. Crazy story.
Boring, crappy.
I didn't like it.
If you were allowed to cuss in the after show, which you're not, would you?
Me?
Yeah. Would you say
oh,
it was?
Yes.
What would you say it was?
It was
Dookie.
Yes, exactly
Duty?
What I was going to say. It
okay.
Was Mr. Dookie.
Who else can lay a score on us?
I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
I say the audio quality of the score. Let's see. I'm supposed to do educational entertainment.
Would
it
you listen to it for an hour on your way to the airport or on a road
no.
trip?
That's for educational. Well, I already know all this stuff, so I don't really feel very.
No, that's for entertainment value.
For entertainment value, I don't know. I think the Echo alone gave it at least a 50. And then having you guys trying to figure out where it was coming from, there's another 25. So I'll give it entertainment value of 75.
Yeah. How's that? Huh. Okay. Interesting way to come up with that one.
Well, you know, I figure you guys should figure out how to use these tools by now, but, you know.
You think Animal would. Yeah, and then
that's
what about, gross. Did you learn anything?
Well, I hope
educationally speaking.
Name right from all this, instead of, you know, keeping, call them dups and stuff. It's kind of, that's not very respectful there, Jerry.
That's
what?
Okay.
What?
That's how it reads to me, and I'm sure over time I'll adopt his.
I'm sure you heard it said to you today, so, you know.
Anybody's free
sure
to mispronounce my name any way they want.
Listen, Gary.
That's no respect.
Albrigitte. Listen, Jerry Albrigitte.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Okay, next. Oh, wait, you didn't give us an educational value on this score. We got a 75.
I'm going to give it a – I don't know. Should I educate on your guys' point of view or mine? I think it was a zero from what I learned from the show.
Yeah, that's kind of where it's fallen in. Anywhere from 0 to 10 so
but
far.
But I think it had mostly to do with those technical difficulties, so we really couldn't have a conversation about it.
Yeah, we didn't discuss gamification at all, which
at
is
all.
The point.
Okay, what are your scores then? That's Durbin, right?
Yep. I'm in the entertainment. I was doing a lot of laughing, so I'll go all the way up to 75, too. Or from the chaos of the actual show rather than the content. And, I mean, it's always fun to see that. I did a lot of laughing. I can't disagree with that. I have to admit, in education, I learned almost nothing because I think the technical issues killed it. I do think there's a lot to learn from gamification in general, but obviously the show didn't have a chance to showcase any of that.
Okay.
I don't think the hosts are really into that this time. They were looking on bagging on dupes for trying to be rich or something. I think that was their...
No, there was none of that happening. Animal
well,
was just saying,
exactly
hey, just admit it, that's the
on.
Plan. Yeah, I'm
you
all
know,
for
I mean,
that.
I mean, hey, I want this guy to get rich, you know?
I'm
a surfer. I can't stand and scream at the ocean, I don't like the wave, I get to surf today. I get the choice of paddling into it or ignoring it, okay? So you don't have to do it. It's okay. Paddle away. Don't take the opportunity. That's all right. It's your
decision.
In all
fairness, the Empire Avenue team really is, because they're small, it's not like LinkedIn, which exploded at this point. They're having fun with this. They're responsive.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm sure in the back of their mind, they're like, hey, it's all, you know, eventually comes to money, but this is not a, this is not a money-driven company yet. Now, when the investors come in and it changes, who knows? Today, it's still a labor of love. Okay. I mean, and it's clear from the way they react to just about everything that happens.
My only issue with it, and it's not so much with the Empire Avenue itself. I'm sure it's cool and fun. Mine is always with every recruiter on social media saying, oh, you got to get over here. This is where you need to be. We
right.
can make... That's my issue.
Dupes
sounds like a real. He sounds like a nice guy. The tool looks like fun for if
yeah,
that's
but
your
I'd
thing.
Like to address Jim's comment about the chaos. I think that the lack of content, the lack of organized content, was led to the chaos on the show.
I could point you to about six different interviews where we got a good description of what gamification is and how it impacts business. We never had
right.
a chance on this show to deal with that. I think that's the problem. Empire Avenue is not built for recruiters, and the recruiters
right.
that are on it are trying to figure out, hey, there's some neat things happening for my social world, but we don't know if Empire will, they may shut us off from doing it. But understanding
how gamification
impacts
business. Well, that's the same thing that they did on LinkedIn and Facebook and MySpace. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, when you look at where Foursquare is going in terms of its impact, how it changes
right.
places, LinkedIn's going to add them. Understanding what gamification is more important than the platform. So, yeah, a lot of us like to jump on Empire Avenue. And obviously, I'm not like other recruiters for the most part because I deal strictly with social media. But there's an understanding there. So it's not – I don't think Empire Avenue ever said, hey, we're going to hire a bunch of people. I think that we're saying, hey, there's an opportunity. The visual dashboards that's on Empire Avenue, I am talking with two developers to build an app to make it work inside of social CRM, which will alter the way we look at ATSs. And see, I mean, they're already doing this with the big ones. Imagine being able to actually see someone's full content on your screen as you're looking at them. If that's not incredible information, I don't know what it is. That's the whole point of social media. Is it there yet? No. Is it a little weird that people can see everything that you do? Sure, but if that's not a game changer, I don't know what could be a game changer. Full access to an entire social profile connected to your ATS? Good Lord, that should be making you stand up on your seat and cheer.
Yeah, but they're not the only ones
scary.
Doing that. Yeah, they're not the only ones doing that. I mean, that's
no,
a,
not at all.
CRM Graph in the UK has made lots of push toward doing that. Facebook is doing it. Google is doing
there
it.
There you go again, Rand, promoting another non-U.S.-based company.
Oh, geez. You can type, I'll quote Google. You can type somebody's name into Google and all of their social profiles come up. You can get a whole social profile on one person individually.
Yeah.
Yep, but do you randomly run into them? The gaming layer brings into
I don't
brings,
recruit randomly. I mean, maybe I'm different as a recruiter, but I'm very targeted and filter very carefully. I don't want to waste anybody else's time any more than I want to waste my own. So
sure, which is why job boards still make a lot of sense, because now you know someone's totally looking for a job or their manufacturer's registered.
Yeah, and they'll apply for any job out there, not the one they're qualified for.
All right, we're getting off track. Thanks to Rayanne there, I think.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Oh, she didn't take us off track.
Just got me fired up. That's all.
Okay. Who else has a score that I have not noted?
This is Nick Palmer. I have a score.
Nick Palmer. Excellent.
Yeah. Entertainment value 40, learning 5.
Excellent. Yeah, I learned nothing about any of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I do want to answer your question, which you specifically asked, Jerry, is like, well, why does sending a shout-out work? It works because it's new and shiny. And that's the only reason and only value for why all these recruiters and people say, oh, you got to jump on this platform or that platform or this other one over there, is because if it is new, the likelihood of somebody, like Bill was saying, of saying, oh, what's this? I'll check that out and open it up is higher. So that's the one value to being an early adopter
yeah.
on some of these platforms. But as Maureen has said, and many tweets that continued to flow across, just pick up the phone. You know, just
yep.
talk to these people. Why bother
so
at trying
you
to, you know, get a pretty boat?
Exactly.
In fact, you have
why well, spend so much time getting,
or
why spend 15 minutes when two can get you the information?
Yeah. See, I just, to my mind, I just keep thinking, all of these things that everybody's saying, oh, you got to go there, or you're going
to
be.
Who's saying you got to go there? No one's saying you have to. It's saying here's an opportunity.
Here's an opportunity that you shouldn't overlook, and
here's
you're missing
an
out. Shally says that, I'm just using a few examples. Several people have said, yeah, you really need to check that out. And I just keep thinking, you know, what is it about your current business model that gives you so much free time to check all this stuff out?
Exactly. That's what I was talking about, not having time to do it, right?
I mean, I simply don't. My thing is messing around on Twitter, you know, in between phone calls. I just can't.
I noticed my network using it, the canaries in the coal mine that I follow, I'm not trying to make a value decision on whether or not I should catch this wave or not. I'm just saying it's got a lot. It's rolling through.
Right.
Know?
It does have a lot of people.
I'm
like
with
Facebook.
I mean, don't stand on the shore and scream at the ocean, hey, I don't like the waves. That doesn't make any sense. You know,
I mean,
if you don't want to go, don't go.
Twitter 6 months into it was kind of a joke.
I still didn't think Twitter was cool when I started going on it, but I love it now.
There's not much recruiting going on with Twitter.
You're wrong.
There's not. No, I'm
Friday.
No,
where's
no,
Margo?
I'm right.
There may not be high level Twitter going, but even that's not true. Social companies and people in marketing and PR use Twitter.
Yep.
Almost more than LinkedIn and Facebook because it's the
I
network.
I understand in limited career fields as an example.
Oh, limited. It's like saying, oh, the only technology people, they only hang out at technology conferences.
No.
I mean, what do you mean limited? I just gave you three gigantic, huge areas. Those aren't limited.
What were the three gigantic areas again?
Marketing, PR, and social media in terms of technology.
Yeah.
That are out there.
Right. Other than that's
fun.
Really
that's
about it.
Marketing.
Nursing, engineering, accountants.
Yeah, I kind of think that statement is like saying chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry ice cream. You're still talking about ice cream.
I'm missing that connection, but I appreciate the attempt.
This is the whole goal to find where our people are going online, which is why Farmville Walk may not make sense for us to go after people on it. If you're looking for housewives to do work, Farmville is actually a pretty good place to advertise.
Brain dead housewives.
They're big.
Maybe.
There's a market for them.
I've got some jobs for them.
Okay. I am certain that you can squeeze a placement out of just about anything. My problem is during that same time frame, I need 6 or 10 to. I don't know. I don't want to disparage anybody for not really having a need for constant business. Some limited one-off stuff here or there to make a guy or gal feel good about where they're spending their time. Hey, cool. It's just not my thing.
No, it's all ultimately about how job is done. But look at it like this. Marine is an awesome phone sourcer, right?
A dying breed. Yes, go ahead.
Exactly, a dying breed. But she can deliver incredible, phenomenal results because, one, she has talent doing it. Two, most of the people don't even think about it. But what if everybody did phone sourcing? Most of them would fail miserably at doing it because they don't have the skills, they don't have the desire to do so, and if everybody was getting those phone calls, it wouldn't work as well. Some people are very good at email marketing for recruiting. But what if everybody did it? So what happens is there's all these little pockets. We're always trying to find different ways to connect
mm-hmm.
with different target populations. So some people just aren't good on the phone, which is great because it means Marine will always be successful. But it doesn't mean that she's right or wrong. Some people are social. I got to tell you, man, a lot of these younger guys, they use Tumblr. They don't pick up the phone. They text each other before they pick up the phone. Do you remember when texting someone seemed like a crazy thing to do for recruiting? Now it's a pretty good way to stay in contact with someone or set up meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that wasn't even possible. Now we use Facebook to talk to each other. I mean, it's a recognition that things are changing and where do you fit? And yes, you've got to pull value out of that part of the curve. But I mean, if you're not making, there's plenty of people who are broke. we spend the time wasting on social media. But there's plenty of recruiters who are out of the industry because they couldn't hack it too.
Yeah. Well, anybody else that's still on the phone that has not given their score?
I didn't give a score. I thought it was very entertaining. I'll give it an 80. An educational.
Maureen, we love you. You are the best.
And educational? I thought it was educational. 60.
Look, you can't just. This was one of the worst shows in both categories, Maureen.
Here's what I found educational: that the audience wasn't swallowing social media hook, line, and sinker anymore.
Social media or social gaming?
All of it. Like they once did. I found that educational today.
Hmm.
Well, there's a backlash. There's no question.
Yeah.
The backlash is in. Not being able to pay your bills.
Yeah, well.
Hey, here's something scary for you. Is Facebook the next rise with 700 million people, or is Tumblr overtaking it among the younger generation? And what does that mean? Does that mean Jerry's going to have to learn how to use Tumblr as a social network?
Where are you getting the number 700 million? Because Facebook still on their own statistics says just over 500 million.
I know ERE was
just,
using that 700 million. I wondered about that, too.
I saw it on Twitter a few moments ago.
Yeah, well, everybody inflates everything. So Facebook themselves reports just over 500 million.
Well, that was their last list that they had on there. I just saw it on Twitter. That's all I can tell you.
They have their stats that they update regularly.
If all of these sites went away, Twitter, Facebook, more than likely my income would increase substantially.
If you did what?
Just if all this stuff
just
died.
Or would you just find other waste of your time?
What's that?
Or would you just find other waste of your time?
No, probably not. I don't waste too much.
It
has its own.
You don't realize how much you use it. Yeah. You really don't realize how much you actually use
it.
It
has its own.
However, Ran, I'm very aware of everything that I do.
Uh-huh.
You go, girl.
No, I mean, it's not like I'm like, oh, wow, I was on Twitter. No, but the return to me is minimal. Great. Uh-huh. Hundreds of recruiters know who I am. Great. It hasn't helped me for shit.
You haven't worked any list based on relationships you've made through.
Hell no. No way. I don't even want companies checking me out on Twitter and Facebook.
Privacy.
I mean, I draw
internet.
A line between business and personal stuff.
Well, you think you draw a line.
You're not alone with that in that feeling, Jerry. I think privacy is the new luxury, I've been saying.
Yeah. But no, so if all that stuff, my business would not suffer at all if all these social media sites went belly up. I prefer the other phrase, but
don't
I better not say it. Oh, no, I'm not holding my breath. I'm just saying I don't rely on any of this stuff.
We're all going to have to save ourselves.
Plant a big garden.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like your garden. I saw your garden picture.
Oh, it's doing even better now. It's looking good.
We had all the Empire Avenue folks down in my garden for the 4th of July. It was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of us can live in Indiana.
Yes.
Or Ohio.
We're pretty particular about who we let live here, by the way.
Well, that's why I left.
Well. I was going to say, she lived there before.
Uh-huh. Anybody else with any scores? Anybody? Anybody at all?
I want to raise my score because I heard that 98% opening rate for emails at Empire Avenue. That was pretty impressive. I should raise my score.
Hmm.
You guys remember the days when LinkedIn was like that?
Yeah, but that's
LinkedIn was like what?
2 years ago.
Yeah, well, they have 12 people on there, right? So that's why.
And email
all
before that.
All 12 of them are opening their emails.
They were too dumb to know not to answer them. Man,
yeah.
That was a good time.
Banner ads. How about banner ads? Let's talk about banner ads.
Oh, I made a bunch of money in the 90s.
I love banner ads.
Scott, than you are to open a banner ad.
No one clicks now.
I've never clicked an ad on Facebook ever.
I don't even know if I've seen any.
Yeah, you're probably
blind. They're on the right of your page all day long.
Oh, they're not on mine. I use ad blocker.
Well, I like the ads, and I like telling them that I'm not interested or that they don't work. I always
all I see is people that continue to poke me, though I've ignored every single one ever.
Oh, Jerry, you just look like you need poking, like a Pillsbury Doughboy.
Well, actually, you have to clear the pokes off, otherwise they don't go away.
No, I do. I've got upcoming events. That's all I've got.
So who's going to Google Plus? Anyone?
It's very productive.
Man. What is it?
It's Facebook for Google.
It's Facebook
Google.
The White Album.
Really? Oh my.
Yeah, it's. I think that it'll serve some productivity aspects. I've been able to collaborate on a couple of different projects through there a little bit easier than other platforms. But if it's going to get the user ballast to be sustainable or not, that'll be the real trick for them.
Agreed.
What is it? It's just like a Facebook for Google.
Yeah, it does a couple of different
everything.
Things.
Google's rebranding everything. Google Plus, you know, Plus Social. Google Plus Blogger is changing to Google Plus Blogs. Picasa's changing to Google Plus Photos. Are you noticing a little pattern here? I'm wondering when they're going to change YouTube to Google Plus Videos. Figuring that's next. But that whole rebranding thing should take place in the next 6 weeks.
Yep. But the one nice thing is it does give you some little bit better circle controls over who and what you're distributing to where. And while the other platforms do have that, I think that Google actually got it right. But is that one feature going to get people interested? From what I've seen on the hardcore marketers and the folks who are playing with it, they actually find that to be somewhat of an annoyance because the ownership of it is on the user, not on the people who are linking into your feeds or reading your feeds.
I kind of like the video chat, too. Have you done that yet?
No, I keep my face off of the webs. I still try to reserve
chat.
Some level
cool.
of privacy.
You missed a pretty exciting virtual Christmas party last year. Then.
Going back to that.
It was a little crazy. Got a little crazy.
That was out of hand.
It was out of hand. After two bottles of red, you know, it all goes downhill.
Woo!
Or up, depending on what you're doing.
Well, they're releasing something on Facebook right now. We probably should all log off and say goodbye.
Yeah, it's time.
Oh, there's always something on Facebook.
Hey, look, Facebook did announce on the 5th that they're up to 700 million accounts.
Okay, cool.
Really?
Well, Animal Planet
and they're big
arguing about it.
A month.
I wasn't arguing. I want to know because we use Facebook at Broadbean for social posting, and I want to be able to report that, hey, we're talking about 700 million. So if it's
search
an actual number, I wanted
Facebook.
To know.
Yeah, search Facebook 700 million on Twitter. A copy blogger has it, some others. That was the big thing they were talking about, I think.
Yeah, but what I'm talking about Facebook themselves and what they're reporting. They're not reporting 700 million, right? So that's why I asked, where did this number come from? On their website, if you go to Facebook statistics, it says 500 million. So I don't want to report something that is not true.
They're too busy getting their video chat up and running.
Recruiting Animal here. Before the show is over, I just have to say, Jerry Albright was bragging that he never misses a score. LaBrenda's trying to get her score to him on Twitter, and he's not paying any attention
to her
at all.
Hey, guess what? Guess what, LaBrenda, Animal, Resume Strategy, and whoever else is concerned with my job, I'll take care of it.
Well, I'm going to make some money
like
now.
You got to let them know.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Bye.
Hey, take it easy. I'm not going to sit. I don't have time. I'm running an after show here. I don't have time to sit here and chit-chat with everybody that wants to send me a message.
And Gary doesn't multitask like that. He doesn't talk and follow
you
Twitter.
You know what? Multitasking is hard, but he's
I'm having a conversation up in this.
He doesn't want the Resume Strategy taking scores off Twitter because he's
you
a boss.
Hey,
he
you
does
tell
it.
Resume
he
Strategy, A-Stringer, whoever else wants the spotlight that I've carved out to myself, back off.
You drove A-Stringer away from the show. He never calls in anymore.
Good.
Maureen's taking care of it, Jerry.
Maureen's taking care of what?
Of getting the score from Brenda.
I can get the score from Brenda.
All right.
As soon as I am done
with our conversation.
It's just helping, gosh.
Jesus.
And I was helping her, never mind.
I don't want anybody to help me.
You don't,
I'm in Indiana, I'll handle it.
You're a one-man band.
I don't count on everybody in the government and everybody. I'll handle it.
You
I don't need,
need
it does not take a village
you,
to get the
you
score.
You need
here.
A lot of help.
You're saving yourself.
Now, is LaBrenda just saying, hey, I want to give my score on Twitter, but she's not giving the score?
I haven't seen it. Maybe it's here now.
No, she said, Jerry, you really need to learn how to walk and chew gum at the same time. That's what she just said.
Brenda? Brenda, we love you, but you know I can't play hide and seek with your score here, hon.
And I am cruising through her stream. There is no score on her stream. So.
Yeah.
Brenda, give it to us.
Yeah. Lay it on me.
Come on, LaBrenda.
All scores will be considered until 2 p.m. At 2:05, the official score comes out. Now. If anybody wants my job, talk to Animal. Buy me out of my contract. I'm about to the point where I don't care.
Oh, my gosh. He has your Twitter stream on, like somebody who hates social media, he has your Twitter stream on his Recruiting Animal page or website.
All right. Well, I've gone about as far as I can go with this thing here.
That's probably good.
Yes.
Say good night, Gracie.
Have a super week until we all talk again next week.
Bye, Aloha. Everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Listen, I'm going to give you the same kind of interview as if you're looking for a job. If you were coming to me for a job, I'm going to ask you the same questions. But we've got a panel interview here. Anybody on the panel is welcome to butt in and ask a question or a follow-up. Is that okay?
Yeah, no problem.
You guys, are you in on this? Do you have some questions? You start thinking about them. Okay, Alex, first question. Have you ever heard that Eskimos have 32 different words for snow?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay, they were. They do. Anybody else know that?
I knew that.
Okay, yeah. Well, I was going to ask her, if you were a snowflake, which word would apply to you? That's a pretty good one, eh?
Oh, my gosh. Come on.
Well, Lena, we can change it. Alex, if you were a snowflake, what color would you be?